Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today here on this Thursday, July 17th, 2025 edition. Got an interesting story here from MERS News Service. Going to touch bases with this. Let's see. Okay, 2:30. Okay, good, 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 good. That's perfect. Attorney General Dana Nessel, term limited out as AG. Well, could it be Governor Nessel or U.S. Senator Nessel? For months, folks who speculate in Lansing on who is running for what have all been wondering what is next for the Attorney General Dana Nessel. She's never been part of any particular conversation, even sloughing off questions when media folks have asked her consistently what her thoughts are, what her plans are. While she's been consistently on message saying, I've not made any decisions. However, now for the first time in a long time, Nessel got some very direct questions from a reporter from TV6 in Lansing. But first, some background on how office holders deflect these type of questions if they really don't want to talk about it. During the height of the feeding frenzy over whether Governor Gretchen Whitmer would run for president, she routinely trotted out the line, something to the effect of, the most important job right now is being the governor of Michigan. Having obviously read the same playbook, when asked, U.S. Senate or governor, which do you want to be? Nessel jumped right in and said, I can tell you that there's no more important job than the one I'm doing right now. So, score one for the Attorney General. However, undaunted, the cat and mouse game continued in earnest. Reporter said, is it fair to state that you're considering both offices? Well, the score was about to go up another notch in favor of the Democratic Attorney General. She said, I don't know if that's a fair statement. It is fair to say that I've made no decision about my future at this point in time. As time goes on, I'll make some more decisions about what the future holds for me. Well, then the reporter wondering, if she goes off message for one nanosecond to indirectly confess that there's two higher offices in play she's considering. Coming back with the question, so you haven't ruled anything out? Well, Attorney General Nessel said, I haven't ruled anything out. Now, true, this is not a stop the presses moment that she has decided for one office or the other, but someone who clearly did not want to engage in this traditional cat and mouse game, the nugget about not taking anything off the table, I haven't ruled anything out, is a piece of a political cheese that the town has not nibbled on before. Well, MERS turned to Lansing insiders, John Truscott and Bill Ballinger, to get their perspective. What does Dana Nessel want to do? Well, Truscott who had been the former right-hand man to former Governor John Engler, waded in with, I'd be willing to write a big check that she's going to be running for something, for some office. You don't do what she's been doing with some type of future aspirations in mind. Ballinger reflected on the fact that she does appear to be everywhere, battling President Donald Trump at every turn as she tries to kill the Line 5 project being pushed by Enbridge. She's also trying to get a former speaker behind bars, that of course being Lee Chatfield, and is diving deep into internal operations of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, which she accuses others of stonewalling the investigation. Ballinger said he would guess no on her running for something, but added, a lot of people are suspicious that this looks like a candidate in waiting, a candidate preparing herself to run for something. I have no information to base that on. It's purely speculation. And frankly, nobody else outside of the Nestle inner circle has any inside information. Truscott has a different take, which has her marking time and then getting into the 2026 race for governor. The Democratic field for governor right now is not that strong. She's waiting to let all of this play out a little and will jump in as being seen as the savior of the Democratic Party and run for governor. Other unnamed sources in town conclude she won't run for anything and might wait around for a judicial appointment or merely ride off into the sunset by joining a law firm so that she could begin making more money than she's taking home right now. Kind of an interesting story. My bet is she's going to try to be a judge, or she's going to get back into law practice and make a ton of money. Former Attorney General, you want to hire her? You're talking probably $1,000 an hour. So we'll see. Well, a poll was done about who to blame for the legislators missing their statutory July 1st budget-making deadline. A new poll commissioned by the Communist Socialist Progress Michigan puts it equally at both parties, Republicans and Democrats. 627 voter sample found absolutely 36%, more than a third right off the top, are blaming both parties. Well, 26% blaming Republicans, another 25% blaming the Democrats. This is the latest Lake Effect poll memo conducted by a North Carolina-based public policy polling company, had a margin of error of 4%. Polling targeted House Republicans over their K-12 spending plan they put forward earlier this summer. Since 2021, lawmakers have had a July 1st deadline for presenting a budget deal to the governor for her to sign. However, although it's in statute, the July 1st deadline did not come with any penalties if the legislators were unable to strike a final budget deal in time. Well, ahead of the lawmakers leaving Lansing for the July 4th holiday, Republicans touted a vision of unlocking a historic $12,000 per pupil foundational allowance. Part of their formula, however, was doing so by removing funding traditionally set aside for special projects and programs. Meanwhile, Democrats had been critical of the House plan, describing how it infuses one-time temporary dollars into the foundational allowance, which schools use to make long-term decisions on hiring and classroom restructuring. Additionally, MERS News Service learned that it is holding off on spending a chunk of money on new revenue that would be the school aid fund by the end of the fiscal year. This makes it difficult for the Democrats to trust the House based on their intentions for the money. According to the House Fiscal Agency, major taxes going into the school aid fund revenue were now worth more than $1.35 billion based on the June report. This is actually about $13 million below their May projections. Money from the lottery, which is supposed to go into the school aid fund, came in only at $14.5 million below its monthly target. Well, Progress Michigan criticized the Republican plan as actually making drastic cuts to educational funding, including cutting free school meals. Well, Speaker Matt Hall is so dead set on bringing the MAGA playbook to Lansing by hamstringing public schools and taking food out of students' mouths that he's holding our entire state budget hostage. And people across the state will suffer for it. Michiganders deserve better from our so-called leaders, and we will not rest until Matt Hall has done his job. This was per Sam Englott, Progress Michigan's executive director, stating it in a press release. Well, as long as you guys continue to hammer and place blame at the speaker, Matt Hall, for following Donald Trump's MAGA playbook, you're only emboldening them to basically hold true to their proposals. The more you badmouth it, the more you tie it to Trump, the better the Republicans like it, especially heading into next year's 2026 election. The one big beautiful bill, the tariffs, by next year, they say it's going to be an economic boom. It's coming. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I know I've jumped all over the place. We've had all kinds of stories from Lansing, politics, candidates running, speculation about others who may be running, the budget, all kinds of things. But there are a lot of things happening in Lansing right now. And a lot of people need to know about these news stories, these developments, directions that these campaigns may go. The main reason for it is we have a major, critically important election coming up next year. August primary will determine who is the next governor candidate on the Republican side, the Democrat side. We already have an independent running, Mike Duggan, the mayor of Detroit. U.S. Senator, who's going to be the Republican candidate? Who's going to be the Democrat candidate? And then state senators, state representatives, and U.S. Congress. Now, many of you may or may not know that Congressman Jack Bergman already has a Republican challenger, Justin Michael. He has filed and is starting his campaign to primary challenge Congressman Bergman next August. Democrats are already putting together their candidates list, deciding who is, in fact, going to run as a Democrat for that seat. Well, it's going to be very interesting, because I think John James, even though he may be a front runner right now for governor of the state of Michigan, unless he comes out and announces who his handpicked replacement's going to be, who he plans to endorse for his congressional seat, I'm not so sure Donald Trump is going to like him leaving that seat wide open to potentially a Democrat winning it. I think there's going to be some negotiating going back and forth. And unless, again, he comes up with a really good, strong candidate that Donald Trump would like, maybe would be willing to endorse, support, whatever, it's going to be a very interesting dynamic taking place in that particular seat. How is that going to affect the governor's race? Well, if James stays in, Tom Leonard, former speaker, has announced. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, Mike Cox, the former Attorney General. They're the ones with the most money to be able to get their messaging out for a statewide governor's race. Well, what about former gubernatorial candidates, business guys, Kevin Rinke and Perry Johnson? Some rumors are that they are going to come out at Mackinac Island in September and make their announcement. So it's going to be very interesting. And I just want to make sure you guys are up to date, hearing the information about these candidates, hearing these stories, talking about their campaigns and what their plans are. Because we need to be part of this process. Now, one other thing I need you guys to do. This coming year, we'll be announcing when the filing deadlines are required, but I need every single one of my listeners that live in Michigan to file to be on the ballot next year as a precinct delegate. We need our people running and being elected precinct delegates for your areas, your townships, to serve in your county parties. There's going to be a very aggressive counter approach to us patriots being precinct delegates. And believe me, these other people that would be running against you are not our people. If we're going to have a say in county party politics and be having a role at state conventions going forward, you guys need to be precinct delegates next year. So I'm just letting you know, giving you far enough advance notice, that I'm going to ask you guys to do us a favor and run for precinct delegate next year for your local county party. Be prepared. Understand, I don't want anybody to be shocked or anybody to be, you know, taken by surprise that we are going to ask you to be part of our team. So just put that on your calendar for next year. We'll be talking about it probably March, April of 2026, giving you plenty enough advance notice. Also, want to remind you, real quick, text me the number 1ST. I'm going to send you the flyer for the upcoming July 30th fundraising event for the Michigan Republican Committee's 1st District. So text me the number 1ST, and we will definitely get you the information so you can come join us and be a part of it. July 30th, text me the number 1ST. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown and the Roots and Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain